This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian jetliner earlier this week. The aerospace commander responsible for the accident said on state television Saturday, "I take full responsibility and I will obey whatever decision is taken." He said he wished he were dead when he learned about the fate of the aircraft. The commander added that the Revolutionary Guard had asked that commercial flights be canceled, but that the request was not granted. Iran's admission on Saturday reportedly sparked anti-government protests in Tehran. VOA's Persian news service reported protests also spread to other areas of Iran. After news of the protests began to surface, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted, "The voice of the Iranian people is clear. We stand with the Iranian people who deserve a better future." At a news conference, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he has spoken to Iran's president and also has been speaking with U.S. President Donald Trump. 57 of the passengers aboard the doomed flight were Canadian.
The reality is there have been significant tensions in that region for a long time. What we are calling for now is a de-escalation to ensure that there are no more tragic accidents or loss of civilian life, as well as moving forward to the peace and stability that is deserved by everyone in the region.
That's Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday with more than 57% of the vote. Shortly afterwards, Tsai Ing-wen said she would do her utmost to break a stalemate with Beijing over Taiwan's desire to be treated as an autonomous government and not a part of China. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It was expected they would focus on the Iran crisis. Both Germany and Russia have called for de-escalation following the U.S. targeted killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and Tehran's retaliatory airstrikes on two military bases in Iraq, which put American lives in jeopardy. Putin is hosting Merkel shortly after returning from a trip to Damascus, Syria, this week. It was only his second visit there since Russia intervened in 2015 to aid President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's civil war. Iran and its proxies have also provided major support to Assad's forces. The United States has placed more economic sanctions on Iran in response to the missile attacks on the two Iraqi bases that housed American troops. It has threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy unless Iran changes its behavior. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake shook Puerto Rico on Saturday, causing millions of dollars in damage to the U.S. territory along the island's southern coast, where previous recent quakes have toppled homes and schools. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
At least 300 people, including lots of children, are living in a tent city in the earthquake-damaged Guayanilla. There's very little left of where they once lived. Carmen Arango lost her home in the earthquake after rebuilding from Hurricane Maria. I had all my things, little by little, and this happens. Everything broke when this happened. I'm going through the same thing again. John Geiger with the U.S. Geological Survey says it's not over.
There's a slight possibility of something larger happening within the next week, and then every week after that, the chance of something larger happening goes down.
This aftershock was one of more than 950 to hit the southern coast of Puerto Rico since the end of last year. I'm Julie Walker.
Britain has sparked a diplomatic standoff with Washington by requesting the extradition of a U.S. woman charged over a road crash that killed a U.K. teenager. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The British government said late Friday it had formally asked for Anne Sokoulas to be sent to the UK to face a charge of causing death by dangerous driving. The US State Department called the request highly inappropriate because it says Sokoulas had diplomatic immunity at the time of the crash. Harry Dunn, 19, died in August after his motorbike collided with a car driven by Sokoulas outside RAF Croughton, a British military base in central England used by US forces. Sokoulas, whose husband was an intelligence officer at the base, claimed diplomatic immunity and returned to the U.S. soon afterwards. Zaria Shackley, London.
I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.